You have 30 minutes to explain to the founding fathers what has happened to America. Now, I want you to picture this. You're going to be meeting with George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin. They want to know what has happened to America. The question is, what will you say? This meeting will determine for our founding forefathers if what they sacrificed at so great a cost and gave their lives in the service of was worth it. They want to know if the posterity that they entrusted their beloved country to had taken up the task with honor as to the preservation of our freedoms as a nation, our morals, our principles, and the Christian values that this country was founded upon over 238 years ago. Now, think about it for a moment. You'd have to explain to them how this nation was not the same country that they had bestowed upon us. You'd have to explain to them how 3,700 babies a day are murdered in the womb by their own mothers with the approval of those who stand by and do nothing. You'd have to explain how now men marry men and women marry women with government's consent, and how children in public schools are violated every day by sexual predators. You would have to explain to them how blasphemy, fornication, that's sex outside of marriage, 1 Corinthians 6:9, lewdness are commonplace in our society as a whole. And despite all of this, the pulpits in America, over 300,000 for the most part, remain silent, and the church has become a reproach to the nation. See Jeremiah 23, Matthew 23. You would have to tell them that drinking, gambling, lying, stealing, and do whatever you want as long as it feels good to you have become the status quo instead of a love for God, country, your fellow man, and doing unto others as you would simply have them do unto you. You would have to convey to them that the American people, for the most part, have stood down, tolerated, and enabled a tyrannical president and his administration, which are willingly and knowingly destroying America. You'd have to bring them up to speed on why the American people have tolerated a criminal administration to remain without consequence to the numerous laws in which they have violated and transgressed. These issues include such crimes as Benghazi, Fast and Furious, the IRS scandal, and oh, much, much more. You would even have to explain to them how that now the government has their hooks into nearly every portion of our lives, even to the point where if you want to fish in your own lake outside your back door, build a fire outside your front door, or even own a gun, which is your right, which is protected, of course, by the Second Amendment, you now have to ask and receive the government's permission by getting a permit, as if to say they're the ones that have bestowed our rights unto us, not. What do you think after telling them all this would be the look on their faces? Would it be sadness, disbelief, or shame? Would George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin experience deep sorrow in their hearts that they have sacrificed so much for absolutely nothing? Was this the posterity that they fought so much for? A cowardly bunch of immoral men and women who stood down to tyranny, fell to immorality, and let the government control every angle of their lives? What would they be thinking after they heard all of this? I can only imagine. The disgrace the American people have brought upon the sacrifice of her forefathers because of her immorality and unwillingness to fight the same battles that they did? And after bringing our founding forefathers this news, the only thing a reasonable person could do would be to bow their heads in absolute shame. What a disgrace. Not to mention the hundreds of thousands of men and women who have fought, bled, and died to preserve this great nation since then. What would our founding forefathers do in your position if they switched places with you today? If they had the opportunity to right the wrongs and fight against immorality and all forms of tyranny, how would they act? What would they do? Would they have let things get so bad? Would they have tolerated these long train of abuses? History answers that question quickly enough. Absolutely not. Now, John Adams, the second president of the United States, said, "Posterity, you will never know how much it cost the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it, because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that
Daniel Webster rightly stated, "Hold on, my dear friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world." He also said, "I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter. From the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail to properly scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong and they will apply the remedy."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I just, again, if there is one nail that I've been driving over the last 20 years, it is, folks, we can do anything and everything that we want to. Outside of what the Lord has commanded us here concerning corruption within the halls of government, we are not being destroyed from without, friends. What in fact is happening is our sin, our transgressing God's law, our disobedience towards Him, we're beginning to be repaid to our face, just like He promised. Numbers 32:23. It's all there. That's why your country's being turned into hell, friends. 9:16 and 17 of the book of Psalms. But going back to the point that I was just making, friends, the reason we are in the position that we're in today is because we are allowing the Judases in federal and in state government to continuously hand this country over to those that mean to destroy it. They are not upholding the Constitution the way that they swore they would. The enumerated laws found within, with their hand on the Bible. So help me, God. You know, remember what they were talking about against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? That means right here in our backyard, friends. What they have done is they have sold out the American people for what? 30 pieces of silver, the same way that they did Jesus. And the American people, 86% of you that profess to be Christians, you sit back and you tolerate the crimes. You can do whatever you want to do. You can keep dancing around the very issues, America. And I'm speaking out of love here in all sincerity, because what we're talking about right now is how are we going to leave this to our children? Because what in fact is happening is they are being enslaved through the parents that are enjoying their prosperity, ignoring the commands of God, Deuteronomy 6:12, and their kids are going to be enslaved in the process. And they are going to, and you can mark my words on this, your kids, when they understand what has been tolerated by the older generation, they are going to despise you. They are going to look at you as a reproach for what you left them. I don't want that. Do you want that? Absolutely not. Now, the reason I'm talking about this right now, friends, is because what's going on in the state of Minnesota, and this is not some isolated incident concerning what I'm going to highlight here. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have our friend up in just a moment, Senator Eric Lucero, to highlight the treasonous crimes being committed against the people in the state of Minnesota by folks in the face of 5.9 million people who tolerate the crimes of this traitor, this treasonous individual. But one of the things that was brought to our attention recently by our friend, Senator Eric Lucero, is the fact that there is over $600 million that's been found to this point by this sitting governor concerning his crime. $600 million in fraud. There is 60 open investigations right now concerning this treasonous criminal, and his name is Tim Walz. And folks, this is the tip of the iceberg. I'm going to go ahead and tee this up for our friend Eric. He's going to be here in just a moment. But I want you to understand before I play this, this is not an isolated incident. This is going on all over the country under the guise of the good guys. Okay? We're ruled by law. We're not ruled by the good guys. We're ruled by God's law. And the definition of good in America today, friend, is completely watered down. I continuously bring this quote up, and I have in the past, and I want to bring it to your attention now. We've heard from Edmund Burke that evil prevails because good men do nothing. No, the fact of the matter is, friends, that's the furthest thing from the truth. And why is that, Bradley? Because good men do not allow evil to prevail. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something right now. You would not be here right now had not your forefathers paid the ultimate price in sacrificing themselves, in many cases, through the expenditure of their blood to give us the freedoms that we have today. Nobody in this country, starting from the top to the bottom, has a right to break the law because God never gave us the right to break the law. And if somebody breaks the law, there's not granted some sort of indemnification or impunity concerning those that serve we the people, as if to suggest they can do whatever they want to do without consequence. Nonsense. That's why the forefathers gave us provision in the Constitution to bring forth impeachment for the smallest of infractions, for the smallest of infractions. And not only that, after they're impeached, Article 2, Section 4, they are to be prosecuted for their crimes according to law, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. I'm going to go ahead and play this piece for you. Again, Senator Eric Lucero is going to be up with us in just a moment, but I want you to see what grabbed my attention to kind of shake people awake concerning what's going on, not just in Minnesota, but all over the country.
$100 million in confirmed fraud that we know of so far during the Walz administration. There's over 60 open investigations into fraud in the Walz administration. We cannot expect that the agencies will police themselves. Clearly, Governor Walz has not made fighting fraud, waste, and abuse a priority, and Minnesotans are expecting and demanding action now. It is very frustrating that Governor Walz would send his agency representatives, the Department of Education and the Department of Management and Budget, with letters and testimony in opposition. That demonstrates the lack of seriousness and lack of regard that Governor Walz has to this very serious issue. So again, Madam Chair, thank you to the bill authors as we continue to move this forward for the betterment of being a fiduciary in the taxpayer dollars.
Okay, so folks, with that, it's amazing that if it was you or I, you know, us peasants on the lower level, friends, you know, the way they treat us, they act like they're there and we're to serve them rather than them being a representative limited government working for us. And that is not at the fault of these scoundrels. This is at the fault of the American people who haven't taken the time to know what those founding documents say. And when we look at the Constitution, which is premised on the seedbed called the Declaration of Independence, it tells us that we receive our rights from God. And then it tells us that our said representatives receive what they do from the consent of the government or the governed through delegation. That means we limit them and we empower them so far as they can go as to what they're able to do and what they're not able to do. And what they're doing, friends, is sending the message that they can do anything that they want to without consequence. That doesn't apply to me and you, nor should it. So we need to send the message that that you are not going to get away with the smallest of infractions any longer. And until that message is sent, you're only aiding and abetting more tyranny, and you're encouraging and adding strength to more tyranny in the up and coming days. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends. As you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I didn't give it to you, but folks, I'm just coming out of the gate here because I'm jacked. I'm absolutely jacked. All day, I have been thinking about the fact that, you know, soon enough, because the Bible's clear, life is but a vapor, and we're to redeem the time. We're to make the most of our time. When you look at our forefathers, you look at the patriarchs of the faith, first and foremost, what did they do? Why did they sacrifice so much? Who was it for? It was always done for us. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here right now. I just want to make clear that you understand what you're going to leave your kids if you don't stand up and do something concerning the criminal behavior of these scoundrels in office. When I look at the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, what does it say? And you look at the end of the Declaration of Independence, what does it say? Here, I need to just give this to you really quick, just so you can understand what I'm talking about. Because when you look at the end of the Declaration of Independence, what does it say that they did what they did for? They did what they did, friends, for us. And what did that look like in the process? It says that we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. What is their posterity doing with what has been given unto them at such a high cost? They're turning the other cheek in the face of God that bestowed upon them the good fight of faith and the fruit thereof. And what am I talking about? John Quincy Adams rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. That's exactly what they did. And here we are today, 248 years later. The U.S. Constitution preamble, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, the first thing we're supposed to do as a people is establish justice. And that justice applies to all of us, and rightfully so. Isaiah 51 verse 4, Isaiah 26 verse 9, it's the heart of God, Jeremiah 9, 24. The folks, the list goes on, right? But when you look at the very end of that preamble, what does it say? And our posterity. It ends that paragraph with our posterity. Their posterity was as to what they were aiming at and the reason they did what they did and why they did it. And praise God, somebody did it. Now it's our turn, and let me put it this way. Now it's our opportunity to stand up and do the same thing. It's an opportunity to prove the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, most people can sit back and talk about there's nothing they can do. The reason they say that is because they don't want to do anything. They're enemies of the cross. And what do? They create heretical doctrines to suggest that they're going to be raptured from the responsibility that God has commanded them to uphold. And it's not going to fly. And again, I want you to understand that our extremity right now, folks, our extremity is God's opportunity if we deny ourselves, take up the cross, and follow him and start to deal with these scoundrels in the halls of government, because I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I just want to play this really quick because I want you to understand that this is not just Bradley Dean saying that they're sick and tired, because that's what the mainstream media wants to do. They want to minimize the people's anger. They want to play it down. They want to act like it doesn't exist. They just want to keep driving the narrative. By the way, Americans, when are you going to start driving the narrative? 86% of you profess to be Christians, and yet you parrot the narrative of the mainstream media? Shame on you. Micah 6:16. And again, that's why they know how to lie better than most of you know how to tell the truth. Because you don't know the truth. You don't practice the truth. You don't practice what you preach. And the Lord said he would not hold him guiltless who taketh his name in vain. In other words, he will not be slack to repay you to your face for your hypocrisies. Read on Matthew 23, verse 3, Exodus 20, it's the third commandment. Let me go over to this guy in Brainerd, Minnesota right now real quick, and we'll pull up Eric. We got him for two segments. But this guy's name is Ben Davis, and I want you to pay attention to what he says here, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to highlight what he says, but I want you to hear it and see it for yourselves. Okay. Oh, sorry about that. We'll just go ahead and do that again. And what it is it's Ben Davis. And Ben Davis is talking about what? He's talking about what's going on in his particular area. Let me do this again. This is Ben Davis. He's a representative from Brainerd, Minnesota. Listen carefully.
To hold Governor Walz and his administration accountable. Everywhere I go in my district, folks bring this up to me, that they want the waste, the fraud, and the abuse to stop. They're sick and tired of their hard-earned tax dollars going through the hands of irresponsible state government.
Not irresponsible. I want to remind everybody, not irresponsible, treasonous. Treasonous. The reason I just played Ben Davis saying that his constituents are sick and tired and they want him to be held accountable is because that is one of our radio affiliates. That was one of the places that we just had an event that are beginning to now understand the reason and the power of radio and what it is that we do. We broadcast into Brainerd, and we're constantly talking about and highlighting the responsibility of the people as the law, rather than magnifying the crimes. We're magnifying the law and the responsibility of the people to be the law, to drop down the hammer upon the heads of the guilty. And that is Tim Walz. And it's not him alone. It's also Keith Ellison. Without further ado, friends, we have Senator Eric Lucero with us. Eric, I'm sure you've heard much of what's being said here. Why don't you go ahead and pick up and kind of intervene as to where this should go and what's happening right now in the halls of government, if you would, please.
Bradley, thank you for the opportunity to join you once again. It's always a privilege and honor. And so, yes, it is a privilege and honor to serve in the capacity as senator in the great state of Minnesota. But what is not a privilege, what is not an honor, is having to come up with these people or battle these people that are flagrantly disregarding history, flagrantly disregarding their oath that they swore to uphold the Constitution, and flagrantly violating the laws, as you've said, not only of men, but the laws of God. And they are not taking seriously the reality that liberty needs to be fought for and upheld, and yet instead of defending liberty, defending constitutional rights, they are the catalyst for violating those and setting up systems and processes, perversion of the law, perversion of media, in order to advance an ungodly, unconstitutional, and downright satanic agenda.
Okay, so then I would ask that, Eric, whose responsibility would that be to teach them the lesson that they're not going to do this anymore? Would that fall back to the 5.9% of the people and their said representatives to teach the lesson? In other words, fear God, Proverbs 16:6, because what I understand more than anything is, if, for example, if you look at the recidivism rate in the said correctional institutions in America, did you know that at 74%, that means when a criminal commits a crime, he's slapped on the hand by the soft judges who that are in fact producing hardened criminals? That would be the American people by tolerating this. This would be the representatives for tolerating this. When we look at that, they get out of jail, they do it again, they do it again, they do it again, they do it again, because they know that there's no consequence. And one of the things that I want to make clear here is that falls to the people for being soft on the crime of those that are not just committing the act of misdemeanor, but they're committing the act of treason.
You are spot on.
Yes. Yes.
So you are spot on. So think of all of the different types of governments that have existed throughout human history. Yeah, you have monarchs, you have dictators, you have communism, you have socialism, you have parliaments, you have republics like ours. And one of the things that that is truthful in other forms of government where tyranny exists and violations of law under Marxist or communist or dictator regimes, the people are being oppressed, but they were not the ones that elected or put these tyrants into power. And so they're going to be held less accountable. To answer your question, under our system of government, under our republic, we are responsible, we the people are responsible for electing these people. And when these people are not held accountable, the accountability inevitably comes back to the people. And when in that future day, when we are all standing in front of the throne room of the universe, you know, we're going to have to answer for what we did, like you just said in a previous segment, redeeming the time. What did we do to uphold the incredible blessing that the creator of the universe gave to us through the courage of our founding fathers? And I fear that it's going to be an indictment, because there are many that unfortunately haven't gotten into the game.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the problem that we're having. So let's take it not to the future, but to the present, because that's how our forefathers thought. We'll get to that question on the other side of that. We're talking with Senator Eric Lucero right now, folks. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. We'll be right back after this break.
John 8:12 says, "I am the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Hi, folks. Margie Bott here. Bradley Dean and this ministry are so amazing, and they follow God's words to a T, which is not an easy find in this country. Bradley shines a light on the darkness of the problems we all face. He speaks truth and gives us constitutional answers. I never miss a show.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many self-proclaimed Christian commentators on TV, radio, and the internet, and none of them speak so plainly and tell the whole and uncompromising truth of God's Word like Bradley Dean. Bradley applies the Word of God to current events and news like no one else. So, if you want the unfiltered truth from an authentic Christian perspective, I can't recommend anyone higher than Bradley Dean and his team at the Sons of Liberty.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm just going to hold off on phone calls right now. We got our friend Senator Eric Lucero right now talking about the treasonous crimes of the said governor and Keith Ellison. And I want to make sure of one thing before I play this next piece, and I'm going to pull Eric back up. I want to make sure that everybody understands that there is massive fraud going on throughout the United States of America. I know how the mainstream media plays it down. But I want to show you something on screen right now, if you can see it. If not, that's okay. Because I want to make clear that you all understand that when you're told that they are voted in, the only people telling you that, friends, are the mainstream media and their useful idiots. I have in front of me right now, folks, you can go to USA Heritage and go to voter fraud. And what you're going to find in Minnesota alone, there was over 1,300 people convicted for voter fraud. Those are the ones that got caught.
So don't think for one moment, friends, that it's not voter fraud and that these two in the state of Minnesota, and by the way, many of you affiliates out there in your states where your governor's attacking you and usurping the U.S. Constitution and its enumerated laws through something they call policy, you better understand that they're targeting your liberties as well, and they need to be lawfully dealt with. But don't think for one moment that they weren't planted there, because in every house, every capital throughout the United States of America, Jesse Ventura told me this, former governor of Minnesota, every capital in the state of Minnesota now has a CIA office. And if people aren't thinking, and if I need to add any more to that, then you know what? I can't help you. The fact of the matter is back in 47, again, Truman equated the CIA to the American version of the Gestapo. And the reason I want to bring that up is because, again, I want you to listen carefully as to what's going on in the state of Minnesota. And this is not some isolated case concerning the scoundrels. This is happening all across the country.
Taxpayers got ripped off to the tune of $600 million over the last 5 years.
Most of the government scams happen in programs that help the most vulnerable people in our community.
Lawmakers were told the fraud is sophisticated, well-planned, and sometimes months in advance. One conservative researcher says some of the fraud crosses different state agencies, and the criminals operate the scams similar to a business model.
We had the conversation here about CCAP. We asked them specifically about how much have you recovered, and they were very proud to say they had $2.4 million over the since 2020.
One message here behind this morning is the key mission should be to stop the money going out the door to begin with.
Okay, but that's not going to, folks. I want to make clear that money going out the door in the first place isn't going to stop. Those are the branches off the tree. The way you make sure it doesn't happen again is you lay the axe to the root of the tree, which brings all the branches down with it. It's called righteous judgment. And when I'm looking at Article 2, Section 4, right here, it tells me for even the smallest, friends, the smallest of misdemeanors, not just treason, but the smallest of misdemeanors, they are to be held accountable. After impeachment, they are to be prosecuted. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to the lies or to the crimes. Now, I also want to add this, and I'm going to pull up Eric real quick here. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and do that in the process so he can hear me. But do understand that this isn't a thing that's way out there. And now let me address Eric. Eric, do you know that in Illinois alone, that over four of the last 10 governors they've had have ended up in prison for crimes against the people? Are you aware?
I was aware that there were one or two governors. I didn't realize it was four.
Yep.
Wow.
I got them in front of me right now. Daniel Walker, Otto Kerner, George Ryan, and Rod Blagojevich. And so I just want to make clear that this can be done. Go ahead, Eric.
Yes, that's 100%. It can be done. And there's two ways to look at this. There's the first, yes, that justice was served. But what was the conditions that allowed these people to believe that they should, number one, even engage in these behaviors, or number two, that they were emboldened, that they thought they would get away with it?
Well, I think that
that's the problem.
But that comes back to us again. It reminds me of when I was in high school. If you were doing something, let's say you were at a party, everybody was just kind of doing what they wanted to do. During that time, I mean, the worst thing you did was drink beer, right? Well, all of a sudden, here comes the cop, and the Bible tells us, moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound, right? And what's interesting is the cop would show up and everybody would straighten up immediately and they would act according to the law because they didn't want to be busted for their crime. What happens when the people realize, Eric, that they are the law and they will not tolerate crime? What you're going to get is people that are not going to play the system anymore because they see the people will not tolerate them in their nefarious activities in any sense of the word. And until we send that message, this is going to continue forward.
So one of the things that when it comes to Minnesota here, we are a laboratory that the radical, progressive, anti-American operatives have been using Minnesota as a petri dish to perfect their fraud and anti-American activities. And one of the things I want to draw to people's attention, first in Minnesota, we've had a governor walls now for 6 years, and prior to that we had Governor Dayton, Mark Dayton, and in Minnesota, our judges are appointed by the governor initially, and then they're up for re-election after that. Very, very, very seldom do appointed judges ever lose an election. So in Minnesota, the judicial branch, including the Supreme Court, all seven members of the Supreme Court, the appellate court level and the district court level have a decade or more of Democrat governor appointments. Then when it comes to the executive branch, all of the statewide offices are Democrats. So you've got the executive branch charged with enforcing law, and then you've got, as you've mentioned, Keith Ellison, both highly immoral men that are Keith Ellison, the chief law enforcement officer. And so what I, and then underline that, and this is what it should cause people to sit up that are outside of Minnesota. The people that are behind the curtain, the operatives that set up the infrastructure to get the elections of these people, the mastermind behind that, his name was Ken Martin. He was the chair of the Minnesota Democrat Party. He is now the chair of the National Democrat Party.
Yeah, he's been promoted.
And so all of the goings-on are going to be, all of those operations, all of the scandals and fraud and the infrastructure are all going to be moving to the national level. And if people do not get involved, it's going to happen in their own backyard next.
Okay, so I want to go back to this because, Eric, we've been down this road before. First of all, we know that there's not a right-left paradigm in our government. It's a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. We're ruled, as you said during the first segment, that we are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We have to operate as to who we are, not what they want us to become. And what we're doing is we're making reference and highlighting their crimes rather than being the people and looking at it as we are the law. And the reason I keep bringing that up, by the way, is what Thomas Edison said. He said the strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. Okay, so there has to come a point where we quit blaming them for what the right, as we are called, right? We got to quit blaming them for what is being tolerated in the halls of government, because I continuously say that what they call the left is the fruit of the right, because if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, according to who we are.
Let me be an equal opportunity offender. I don't mean to suggest that the Republican or those on the right have clean hands. By far, there is just as much corruption on the other side of the aisle. So let me be clear with that. But you are correct.
Okay, so let's do this. I want to move the people to the answer, Eric. And the last thing I'm going to do here is make any excuses, because when we're talking about what's going on with Walls and Ellison, this is the tip of the iceberg. As a matter of fact, Eric, I'm sure you're aware of this. Folks, if you're just joining us now, we're talking with Senator Eric Lucero in the state of Minnesota right now. This applies all across the boards throughout all 50 states. This is not an isolated incident, because we're under attack across the boards from within, not without. But Eric, going to make the point, Alpha News just highlighted details revealed inside the CCP's United Front work, with a picture of Tim Walz, who's been to China over 30 times that we know of, where he's standing along with the Chinese police force that's hidden in some complex in the state of Minnesota, namely St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm sure we're all aware of this, right? Where is it that the people take responsibility and highlight the fact that this guy is committing the act of treason? And we all do know as well, Eric, that when you look at 8 U.S. Code 1324, he's also committed the act of treason by alluring illegals into the country. And it is, if you're not aware of this, I'm going to give it to you. It's punishable by death. It's punishable by...
So to answer your question, here's the solution today. We know that it is a reality that those who show up are those who have influence. So first and foremost, if you want to change the trajectory, show up today to the battle. You can't fight if you're not in the arena. Second, from the Bible, it is a biblical truth, and there's multiple analogies, which are, don't let your light be under a bushel. Let your light shine. So let the light of truth shine. In order to shine, you have to be active and involved. The salt analogy, a salt that's lost its savor has zero purpose. We have to be active and involved. Don't be lukewarm water. You either stay hot or cold, be on one side or the other, and fight for your children and the truth.
Amen.
So those who show up are those who have influence. So now when it comes to execution of the law, enforcement of the law, we in this country and in this state, we have the opportunity to elect. So whether it be the executive level at the national or the state or the attorney general or the county prosecutors, the DAs, district attorneys, they're all elected offices. And so the question for us, we need to be involved to elect the law enforcement officers at the local and state level.
Eric, I got a hard break. Can I pull you right back up again for a couple minutes? Okay, I want to finish on that note. Don't forget your training thought, too. We'll be right back. Sounds good. LibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty. Just a quick heads up. Not only will we be doing events in Pensacola, Florida, but we will also be doing the Sons of Liberty Conference with Alex Newman and other guest speakers to be announced. This will take place at Grace Community Church, 1060 West Granada Boulevard, Ormond Beach, Florida, just outside of Daytona, April 22nd, 2025 at 6 to 8 p.m. Hope to see you there. A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I want to make, again, another clear point here. I come from a military family. From my grandpa, from World War I to World War II to Korea, my dad was picking up body parts. My cousin was killed in Vietnam. I'm just here to tell y'all, our forefathers fought against, our family members fought against in third world countries and in foreign countries, what it is that you are tolerating in the halls of government today by allowing them to desecrate their blood in their memories. I'm not going to be a part of that. I'm just not going to be a part of it. We started this show off today asking the question, how are we going to leave this to our children? Here's another way of putting this. Let's go back 248 years.
and you have 30 minutes to explain to the founding forefathers what has become of America. How can we, between the time of inception to where we're at as to what we're going to leave our children, let's just say the dash in between, our opportunity to prove the God of Israel that said that he's looking for to and fro those who he can show himself strong on their behalf concerning those whose hearts are perfect towards him. And that's a work of the Holy Ghost. No question about it. Titus 3:5, Romans 5:5, the list goes on. But the fact of the matter is, friends, we have an opportunity to right the wrongs. Here, I want to just go back and give you a quote, actually two of them, and I'm going to lay the second one to Eric Lucero, Senator Eric Lucero, who's on the line with us right now. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, said, "I have sworn upon the altar of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, eternal, not just presently, but eternally, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man." Also keep in mind that during the time that there was a war of independence, okay, this was a reformation back to the Word of God and establishing what it is that we have concerning the U.S. Constitution, which again is predicated and it's premised upon the Declaration of Independence. I want you to understand what they went through to give us what we have today. And we need to bring this to the present to understand that we better take lessons from those that fought to give us what it is that we have 248 years later. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Does anybody want war? No, absolutely not. But I'm here to tell you the war has been going on for decades in this country, friends, and it's all leveled at the American people. And until we stand up and hold our said limited representatives accountable to what it is that we delegated to them and quit making excuses as to why they're operating on the behalf of special interest groups, which we all know is taking place here, friends, until that message is sent, absolutely nothing is going to change. Now, Eric, I want to come back to you and just have you finish that last thought, and then I would like for you to answer what your thoughts are concerning what Thomas Jefferson said during the beginning stages of the country we now live in.
So, yeah, to finish my thought, it was that these offices, whether they be the executive branch or your attorney general or the district attorneys, they're all elected offices. And we, the people, are empowered through diligence, sacrifice, and our hard work to be able to organize and elect people that will uphold the values, not pay lip service, but uphold the values of liberty and recognize what you just enumerated, those who fought so hard, who've come before us, to give us the blessings that we enjoy today.
Okay, so let me draw the line right there. So what I'm hearing then, Eric, and again, if I'm not, forgive me, I'll stand corrected. But what I'm hearing is that once they're elected, they can promise the people whatever they want. And then once they get elected, they can go ahead and turn on the people. And then the people at large are supposed to put up with their crimes throughout the duration of their tenure until they're reelected out? Or is that how you're explaining that to us?
Our system of government, well, first of all, we have elections, so they can be held accountable depending on a 2 or 4 year cycle, generally. And then, but then the offices that are charged, are tasked with upholding justice. The district attorneys can press charges. If any of these officers, elected officials are breaking the law, charges can be brought.
Yes.
Including the governor, the attorney general. But when these people, when we elect people that are immoral,
yep,
and do not bring charges, you know, Governor Walz, he talks about January 6th all the time.
Yeah.
He allowed, after the riot, the George Floyd riots, he allowed the Minnesota Capitol to be attacked. He is tasked with ensuring that it's defended. So when immoral people that are tasked with enforcing the law do not enforce the law, then the people, it is required of the people then in the next election at a minimum to throw them out and bring in people that will uphold the law.
But what I'm saying, Eric, is that once they get into office and they even again violate the Constitution to the smallest jot or tittle, They can be impeached right then and there for the first.
There are recalls. Yes.
Yeah. That's
before the next election. Yes.
Okay. I want to make sure of that too, because I think people have the impression that they're supposed to sit there and allow them for the next 2 to 4 years to go ahead and act out as a criminal, doing the opposite of what they swore that they would do in upholding the enumerated laws and acting out as the criminals that they truly are, that they can honestly be removed according to the Constitution of the United States. I got one more question for you.
Let me give you an example, though.
Okay.
Let me give you an example. So those who might be aware here, at least in Minnesota, we have 67 senators. Last year, in 2024, one of those 67 senators, when we were on a legislative recess, drove approximately 3 hours to her stepmother's house, burglar broke into the house unauthorized and was caught and arrested. We cannot. So one of the opportunities, rather than wait until the end of her term to throw her out, there is a process to expel her from the Minnesota Senate. Unfortunately, there are those that are more willing to stand shoulder to shoulder to maintain power than to uphold justice and ethical fiduciary responsibility and expel her. They won't do it. So do the processes exist? Yes. But the people need to elect representatives that themselves are willing to uphold integrity.
Yeah, so you're saying the people need to get involved and do more than just elect. Is that what I'm hearing you also say, Eric?
100%.
Okay, cool. Let's go back to this and let's end the show with this. Eric, and thank you for your time. I totally appreciate it,
thank
my friend.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, but let me throw this at you really quick. I want to go back to something that Thomas Jefferson said, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. What say you? Is that applicable to what's going on in this country? Because sooner or later, that's what it's going to come to if these criminals are not stopped in their tracks concerning the transgressions that they're guilty of committing against the people. What are your thoughts on that?
The trajectory that we're on is going, if the system itself breaks down, which is what happens when you have a prolonged period of time when you have people in elected office breaking the law or not enforcing the law. Liberty is in the hands, as you mentioned. Liberty comes from the creator to the individuals. And when you have tyrants that are in positions of power and the processes of justice are not being followed, then the people will have to act according to other ways. So what Thomas Jefferson said is now we're not there yet, but that is, you know, the ultimate goal is when people in power are infringing and violating the tenets of human rights, we have to maintain the truth and individual liberty, which includes self-defense.
Amen. Eric Lucero, Senator Eric Lucero, thank you again for your time, my friend. I totally appreciate you in more ways than one. And I got to say, friends, blood has already been shed. 80 million babies have been murdered through the unconstitutional, of course, and murderous sanctions of illegally sanctioning the murder of babies. God says he hates hands that shed innocent blood. And the fact of the matter is this war has been going on a long time and blood has already been shed. Just want to make clear, we all understand that blood is being shed today too by the illegals that have been allured into America by these treasonous governors and mayors that we're talking about right now. Americans, until we mean what we say, this isn't going to stop. Until they're held accountable for their crimes, this is not going to stop. I want to say something to the governor in Colorado as well. Do you see what they're trying to do, friends? They're trying to steal and rob your kids away from you under the guise of a bill that if your little boy wants to be a girl and your little girl wants to be a boy, that they can go ahead and steal your kid, kidnap your kid, and do what they will with your children. Just to show you, friends, it's happening in California. It's happening in New York. It's happening in Ohio. You better wake up, America. This is leveraged and it's all aimed at you. And it's time that we stop and put this in the right perspective in obedience to the living God and see what he won't do on our behalf. I'm doing church on Sunday, 9 a.m. We're going to be talking about Easter the way it's supposed to be preached. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, Sunday, Easter service right here on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll see you then.